Blog Talk Radio.
I love politics. I'm your host, B. Sayers, and this is the I Love Politics show. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in this Sunday, September 20th, 2015. It is 5 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. This show comes to you from Houston, Texas. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I do everything that I can to help veterans. I do believe that America could be a lot further along if we the people could come together based on our needs, based on our desires, based on our resources. But for reasons that I think that come out of slavery, we have a difficult time coming together in this country. Misguided reasons. When you think about America, you think about the problems that America was built on. That's something a lot of people don't want to face, but it's a fact. This country was built on corrupt people stealing. And a lot of the things that happened down through the centuries grew and got worse. You about this great white hope myth that's in America. Now, where it come from, we all have our own ideas about that. But let me tell you what the great white hope started with, where that actually meant, because it's not used in the same manner today. But what happened back in the early 1900s was the very first black to hold the championship title. It took him a long time to convince a white man to fight him. And the very first time this black man had the opportunity to box a white man, the black man beat the white man. And this black man held that title for 6 years. Not one white man had come along and fought him. So for 6 years, this black man held the title. The story is said to be true that there was actually people who threatened to be in the audience and would kill this black man if he whipped another white man in the ring. This black man I'm talking about was Jack Johnson. And so it became that every white man that boxed Jack Johnson, the whites was hoping this white man would be the great white hope, the white man who would actually knock Jack Johnson out, take Jack Johnson's title. So when that day finally come, the day of longing and wishing for the great white hope, it showed up. And so that meant a lot to white people to finally get the title back, the boxing title. It just goes to show you how difficult it's always been in America to have to admit that a white man wasn't better at something than a black man. And we still live with those types of things today. But all of that, this great white hope myth, it's been turned around now. That so now the white man has positioned himself to be the one that not only blacks look to and depend on, but whites look to and depend on, women look to and depend on, immigrants look to and depend on. Well, the great white hope from the perspective of this person, B says, the great white hope is a myth, and it's time that we dispel, because that myth was created out of bondage, fear, death, lies, Christianity, law enforcement, hate groups, black code laws, courts, Jim Crow, civil rights. And all of these things were done under the guise of our government. Our government, which is made up of great white hopes, our government allowed this country to be engulfed in sin and corruption, and all of this out of greed. So there is no great white hope. This is what I'm saying to people who believe that there is. And one of the reasons I'm doing this show today is because on yesterday, I was looking at C-SPAN. The day before yesterday, I don't remember which day it was. And I heard a black lady call in to C-SPAN, and she made the statement. She says, to black people, I want you not to be too quick to turn away from Trump, she said, because he just may provide the job that blacks need today for survival. Something in those words. I'm like, what? So Trump is a great white hope for black people now? I did not know. Nobody told me that there was a great white hope out there that I'm supposed to be looking to for a job. Because I worked all my adult life and part of my teen life. And Donald Trump had nothing to do with me working. And I don't see nothing that Donald Trump has to do with America working right now, except for what most billionaires like him are doing, and that's shipping jobs out of America into other countries, or that's closing down plants. So there is no great white hope, not just for blacks. There is no great white hope for white people either. And if anybody believes that, the silliness is going to take you down. Now, yeah, blacks have the position at the bottom of the totem pole in America, always have. The original true American, the Native Indian, to not be bondage by whites, but they ended up enslaved too. They ended up enslaved by white men, the Indians did, and that's the true American. The true American, the Native Indian, ended up enslaved reservations by the white men. That's what happened. So when did this turn around to say everybody's supposed to be looking to the white man to make their life? That is not the way it works. Everything that we have and that's been created and that's been worked on and developed didn't come from the white man. It came from all kinds of people coming to America, bringing their skills and talents and occupations and expanding upon those things when they got here, turning America into the melting pot with all of these different ideas that they brought to America. The only ones who didn't bring in their ideas willingly to America is Africans. And Africans were stolen and brought to America. And then, too, my ancestors brought in occupations, inventions, that this country still lives by and off and from today. So when was it that the lie was told that every American is supposed to look to the great white hope for success. Stop it. It's wrong to think it. I heard Bernie Sanders say that if Democrats want to win in 2016, then they got to go with him. I'm like, wait, hold a minute, hold your horses, sir. I've voted all my adult life, and I've been fortunate enough to see presidents that I thought wasn't too bad. And I voted for some presidents who I thought wasn't too bad. And their name wasn't Bernie Sanders. So don't you tell me that I can't win unless I vote for Bernie Sanders. Just tell me what you can do. And I'll research every word you say. And I'll make a decision who it is that I'll vote for. But the things that I get in life, I get because I have a plan. And I go at my plan depending on my personal faith, my physical strength, and a well-planned strategy. And I network and I find the people who I need to help me make things happen. And if I decide that a Bernie Sanders is that person, then that's the person that I'll go with. But I've never heard a candidate say, if you want to win, then you need to vote for me because I'm the only one who will bring the Democrats a win. Oh, no. That's not the way to speak. No, you're speaking like the great white hope, sir, and there is no great white hope. You're living in bad times. That'll happen. You might be having some flashbacks. That'll happen. But you need to get on board. America needs a Democrat for president, not a president who thinks he is the only person that can be president. Because if you were the only person who could be president, Mr. Sanders, then you'd have been president a long time ago. And since you sat in Congress and the Senate for the last 20 to 30 years, don't tell me you're the only person who could be president. You just tell me what you can do to be president. Because you are no great white hope, because there is no great white hope. That is a myth. Now, yes, America is structured. It's a white structured system. There's no doubt about it. It's structured to benefit white people. Yes, it is. But I figured out how to get around that a long time ago. And I'm not doing half bad. And I don't need no white person telling me that I need to vote for them if I want to see a Democrat in the White House. This theory, this thing about white supremacy is not a white man's fantasy, a white man's theory. It's nothing but a white man's lie created with a brain, a half a brain, and a pen and a piece of paper. That's all it is. And it's nothing more than a white man who decided by looking at slaves that I'm better than that, with no knowledge of another country or nothing else except for to say I'm better than those black people. And so when slavery was abolished, that was a white revenge that spread through the land because poor whites lost their status in the country. Because their status was overseers to blacks. And now that blacks were free, blacks was equal to poor whites. And so white revenge set in. It makes sense. That was a loss of property for the wealthy white men. It makes sense. They lost property because slaves were their property. So as a result, thieving, conniving, corrupt whites set up under the blessing of our government, black code laws. Great White Hope was busy trying to keep African slaves against the law, even though it was against the law to enslave Africans, trying to keep them slaves anyhow. So they did it with false imprisonment. They did it while groups was riding around in the night threatening and killing and hanging. They did it by creating laws that accused blacks of breaking laws and taking them and locking them up, throwing away the key sometime for the rest of their life. And so false imprisonments led to free labor, and that led to institutional racism. And institutional racism is what we're living with today. That's where we are. Because institutional racism is no more than a means to bypass laws and not have to hire blacks and not have to pay blacks. And when this types of thing started across this land, blacks were gradually being sifted out of the opportunities for progress. But you'll hear white people say today that they're being oppressed. And a lot of it is because poverty is greatest among white people than anybody else. But that's their fault. See, my theory is that a lot of white people thought when civil rights came about that it wasn't going to last. And instead, when civil rights was enacted, the black people I know, we hit the streets running, looking for jobs because we knew they couldn't refuse us anymore. But I think the white people sat up at home laughing at us because we were out there getting jobs and they was like, it ain't going to last, it ain't going to last, it ain't going to last. And by the time they saw it was going to last, we had lapped up a whole lot of jobs then and out there doing a great job on them too. Sure was. That's what happened. And so white poverty began to grow. And then those white people who didn't take advantage of getting on out there and doing something for themselves started to blaming affirmative action, still looking for their great white hope, looking for that white president who was going to return blacks to slavery. And there's no such person, and there's no such thing that's going to be happening in America. There is no great white hope to return blacks to slavery, and there is no great white hope to put nobody to work. You need a job, you got to get it for yourself. You want a business, you got to start it for yourself. Whatever you want done, you got to figure out a way to make it happen. It's in your hands. It's in your hands. So, yeah, there's a lot of white poverty. It is. A lot of white people in poverty. But white people saying that they being oppressed. No, guys, I'm sorry to tell y'all. You are not being oppressed until you lived where you worked beside people who you were getting paid way more than they were getting paid. You're the one who always got the best thing, whites. Why do you feel oppressed? Before blacks were even included as people, white people had things that blacks didn't have when blacks were slaves. After slavery was abolished, come on now, hear me out. After slavery was abolished, in the 20s, 30s, there were programs being established for white people that blacks hadn't. They'd not go looking for nothing. By the time we got to the late 30s and 40s, there was housing, health care, food programs, farm subsidies, GI bills, government grants for businesses, and all of this was for white people. Blacks got none of it. And for blacks, there were jobs as maids and butlers and yardsmen. That was it. That was it. So as far as a black person thinking Trump is a great white hope, I don't know where this black lady was from. Let me tell America this about Trump. Trump tried to paid $85,000 to try to have a group of black guys basically lynched because they were accused of a crime. And he didn't want to wait till law, Trump didn't want to wait till the law run its course. He wanted to spend money to run the course, to have the people locked up and jailed and prosecuted and executed and whatever else went along with it. And come to find out, the guys were innocent. The five black guys were innocent. Trump is no great white hope, not only for blacks. He's no great white hope for whites. He's no great white hope for the working man. Trump is for Trump. It's not even for the 1%. Trump is for Trump. Trump is not interested in nobody but Trump. And for a black lady to say to black people that Trump can provide the jobs we need, if he could have did it and wanted to do it, he would have already done it. And he didn't. So to the followers of Bernie and to the followers of Trump, I look to no man for survival. I depend on my own personal faith, my physical strength, my planned strategies, my strategies. I depend on myself and networking. No man. I don't look to no man. I look to God for whatever needs I have. Because I know God can provide. He has always, and I know he always will. So for those people who think that a Trump or Bernie is going to do what America needs done, you better put your own efforts into this first. And then find the person who you think can better serve you. But don't nobody tell B that if you want to win, you have to vote for me. I took that personal. We have a country of 315 million citizens. So why is it that millions of people put their faith, put their livelihood into the hands of a great white hope? Why? What is that about? Blacks, white immigrants, all kinds of people depending on a white man to make their life better. It's in your hands to make your life better. You don't have to be subservient to nobody, no matter what color you are. So there is no great white hope. The things that have been done to Americans by white men, and white men still think they reign supreme, white men messed over the American Indian, the African-American, the immigrants, the women, the working class, you name it, they messed over them. The great white hope carved the place out of lies, and they live on those lies, and those lies are in the mind of others, and others seem to think that what is being said is correct when it's not. All the ownership of America belongs to wealthy white men, basically. And it wasn't earned. It was reaped at the cost of lives, at the cost of blood, sweat, and tears of millions of blacks and whites and women and immigrants. And it's time to no longer accept the wealthy white man having full control of the lives of 315 million citizens. The great white hope is a figment out of the imagination of wealthy white men who have successfully taught those who have not to hope and pray for a better day. Oh, I believe in hope, and I believe in prayer, and I also believe in working. And that's how I have made my gains, not by standing and waiting for no great white hope to enter my life and give me a better day. America is a country that's too much faith in man, mainly because Americans are materialistic and what I call microwave people. Americans want what they want when they want it, and they want it fast and right away, and they want to push a button to get it. That ain't the way it works. Because of such desires, America have come to look for magic from politicians and knowledge from educators and favors from law enforcement and cleansing from their clergy and paychecks from CEOs and looking to God for nothing and next to nothing for themselves. We are to trust in the Lord our God with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, and in all ways submit to him, and he will make our path straight. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We are to owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. That's all we should be on. And for those reasons, we should not be running around spending every dime we can get so that that corrupt white man can take it and store it away and feel supreme over us because we don't have a dime left. When you make a dime, you need to at least put away a tenth of that dime. Just like you give a tenth to charity, you need to give a tenth to yourself. But you're too busy honoring the great white hope that don't exist. It's nothing but a mess. God says to ask anything that you desire in his name, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Running around putting your faith in men is the reason we have problems, because when you Americans are trusting men, white men, to give you what it is you need, you're slamming God. And when you slam God, God slams back. Americans today actually expect more from President Obama than they seem to expect from God. People seem to expect President Obama to heal this nation of the hundreds of years of slavery. He cannot do that. Otherwise, why would we need to vote if we could vote in one person who could do everything we need? Just vote in that one person and keep that one person there. That is not the way it works. And those who thought that a black president was going to get rid of racism in America, boo. Millions of white Americans today undoubtedly expected President Obama to be the great white hope in reverse. Thought he was going to come along and clean up your lying, crooked friends and uncles and daddies and all that stuff. You know where that racism is, and you know where that corruption is. And since there's more white people than black, it got to be more corruption and racism in y'all. That's where it is. And it is not all white people. It's those who think that they are supreme. But there is white privilege that all white people get a chance to experience. And those who haven't made the most of their lives, you look bad. You look bad. But you can wake up tomorrow morning a new person and claim your white skin and get out there and reap because you're white. Because every morning I go out with my black skin, I reap too because I'm black. God has blessed me, and if I had not planned and worked for my blessings, they would never have come. I trusted God, I planned, and I worked, and I made things happen in my life, and that's what we all have to do. We cannot put our faith in no one person. We cannot. Never in my life have I hoped for my livelihood to come from the hands of one man. It's time we unite as a working country that we are and demand from people we pay, these politicians, a better life for all 315 million citizens.